I want to talk about Love Hotel. We have had its start this week. So you've got, now who are they again? We've got Luann, Ashley,
yep,
Giselle,
yep,
and Shannon.
Cynthia. No, Giselle.
Giselle, yeah, and Shannon. Yeah, I'm trying to remember who they are. All my shows are getting mixed up because I've got Atlanta going on in my head. Okay,
and Sam. Many names we know. I wonder how many cast names we know. If you go back over 3 years of this podcast and how many people have come and gone in all the different shows, we are like an encyclopedia of people.
Of names, yes. Anyway, it is refreshing and fun and everything that I have sort of been wanting. I'm finding that the Real Housewives, the franchise is following this same pattern. And there's only a few series of it that I really am enjoying. I'm watching them all. But this is nice because it's not the ultimate girls trip where you've got the drama and all that sort of stuff happening. It's a dating show. Yeah, well, it's like dating, but it's not like The Bachelor. It's not like these maths where they've got people just trying to be on there and be sleazy. And so you've already got the women that you know, but the men don't really know who they are.
No.
So they're introducing themselves and they're like, oh, yeah, I watched an episode of Housewives once, but they were fighting, so I turned it off. And then one of them was like, do you know Andy Cohen? He's like, oh, the stockbroker? Like, this is funny. Because they're these men that just are not in that world, which is understandable. But I was talking to someone the other week about, what's the one, Love on the Spectrum?
I haven't watched and it yet, but I've heard great things.
It's also a dating show. And the thing I like about it is quite wholesome. It's just people trying to find love, trying to find someone to connect with. So you don't have that gross sleaziness. But this is that, basically. It seems wholesome. There's going to be some drama, but it seems great. We've got Joel Kim Booster is the host.
And not Dorinda. Can we just acknowledge the fact that last week I was so humiliated when I realized I'd combined two shows together. There is going to be a show about the manor that Dorinda has in New York, in wherever, Berkshires. Yeah, there is something in the works for that. And I had somehow blended that show with this show. And I thought that Dorinda was the host of the hotel. And then when this guy popped up, I'm like, where's Dorinda?
That's not Dorinda. That's
Dorinda.
No, but it's good. The first episode has been interesting. Did you like it?
I did like it. It sort of fills the gap. I'm not big into the dating shows. Like, I don't watch Love Island or anything like that. And whenever I've tried to watch one of those dating shows, I get turned off really quickly. But because I'm watching women who are sort of past that age of wanting to have kids, they're older. And as you said, the contestants that they're not even, are they? I suppose they're contestants because it is a bit like a game because they do kick people off. But
are they evicting people?
Well, it's like evicting. Yeah, I think they're just not wanting them in the hotel anymore. I don't know. But yeah, like it was good to watch. What I loved seeing was just them being their authentic selves. You know how we were talking about with Real Housewives of Sydney, how there's always that facade. These women, you feel like, no, this is them genuinely being themselves. Like Luann forgetting some guy's name or calling him the wrong name. And the same with Shannon at one point and walking down the hills saying, oh, I'm in my stripper heels or my hooker heels. It's just, you know that what you're seeing is what you get. And it had that wholesome vibe to it. And it does look like there's going to be drama in the coming episodes with some of the behaviors maybe of some of the men. And I love that the girls are kind of banding together. Like they're not going anywhere. They are the central four. It's not just one woman and all these men. I like that it's four and that they can sort of debrief and maybe get competitive with each other of who they want. And I don't know. You're right. It's refreshing.
It's different. And I love watching Luann flirt. That lady needs to be studied. She could flirt with a potato. She just swans into a room and she's just very natural with it. I love watching. And then you've got Shannon who's like me. Like I wouldn't know what to do.
Yes.
Luann's like leading the way.
She walked out of the room at one point and hands the drink to the guy and says, hold that for me, will you, sweetheart? And of course, and he's like, oh, yes, oh, yes. And, you know, takes it like he's the help almost. She has that commanding presence over everyone. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. I don't find her, though. I'm glad Sonia's not there, but I find her and Sonia funnier together. Luanne's not funny by herself, but together with Sonia she is. But watching her is funny. Watching her flirt. She needs to be studied.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.